The 26th day of the blessed month of Abib, the passing of the upright Saint Joseph the Carpenter. It was on this day that Saint Joseph the Carpenter, whom God deemed worthy to be the father of Christ in the flesh, passed away at a very old age. The Bible tells us that Joseph was a righteous man, a trustworthy and responsible man, whom God knew would be able to take care of the Virgin Mary and her Savior Son, Jesus Christ. While the Bible does not give a lot of specifics about Joseph's background, we can piece together what we do know. Joseph was much older than Saint Mary, and that he was a carpenter, successful enough to provide for his family, and devout enough to help raise the Son of God. There is a delightful legend of how Joseph came to be betrothed to Saint Mary. When Mary came of age to be betrothed, God inspired the high priest at the temple to find a suitable husband for the special young virgin and to specify the means of choosing such a husband. All of the men of the village took their walking sticks, and whoever held a stick that suddenly sprouted branches, allowing a resting place for a white dove, the Holy Spirit, to alight, would be betrothed to the pure Mary. It was Joseph the carpenter whose walking stick God caused to sprout, and thus was chosen to care for and provide for Mary and her divine child. Our church holds that Joseph was about 80 years old, apparently widowed from a previous marriage, when he was betrothed to the young Saint Mary. A kind and compassionate man, when Joseph found out that Mary was with child, the Gospel of Matthew tells us that he, being a just man and not willing to make a public example of her, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and you will call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." He obeyed the Lord, becoming the earthly father to the Son of God. He took Mary with him to Bethlehem for the census. We can imagine his worry as he vainly tried to find an inn to shelter Mary as she was about to give birth. The best he could find was a stable, but this too was part of God's plan. Joseph was again visited by an angel of the Lord when King Herod was looking to kill all the male babies in Bethlehem. The angel told Joseph to arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt and stay there until I bring you word. For the time that the Holy Family stayed in Egypt, Joseph was able to provide and care for them in a land that was new to them. Surely Joseph was filled with the grace of God to overcome the obstacle of age, to travel so far, and to work enough to care for the needs of his very special family. Since Jesus is referred to as the carpenter in the Bible, in Mark 6, verse 3, it follows that he learned the trade from his earthly father. It is wonderful to imagine Joseph patiently showing the young Jesus how to use the various tools to work the wood and to make things. Surely he loved Jesus more dearly than had Jesus been his own child. There is no doubt that Jesus had not yet begun his public ministry when Joseph passed away, and that Jesus was there during his father's last hours and minutes on earth. The Lord Jesus, according to his divinity, of course knew that death was just a step into another eternal existence, a wonderful one for Joseph. But according to the Lord's humanity, he was no doubt saddened as he watched Joseph's last breath. For if Jesus wept at the death of his friend Lazarus, surely he shed tears at the passing of the man who had raised him, and the man who had provided shelter for the Holy Spirit to alight. May the prayers of Joseph be with us, And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. The passing of St. Timothy, the 22nd Pope of Alexandria. It was on this day in the year 385 AD that St. Timothy, the 22nd Pope of Alexandria, passed away. He had been ordained patriarch in the year 379 and took great care in shepherding his flock. One of the trials the church endured during that time was the Arian heresy, in which a priest named Arius declared that because of his human nature, Jesus Christ was not truly equal to God. Certain other priests and bishops agreed with this and tried to spread this mistaken belief throughout all Christian churches in Europe and Asia. Pope Timothy carefully taught and encouraged people to stay with the true and pure faith, and when Roman Emperor Theodosius the Great ordered the Ecumenical Council in Constantinople in 381 AD, Pope Timothy was asked to preside over it. At this great council, heresies similar to Arianism were debated, and Pope Timothy debated Macedonius, who was Patriarch of Constantinople, Sabellius, Apollinarius, and each of whom questioned the full divinity of either Jesus Christ or the Holy Spirit. The council rejected the heresies, and once again, the true faith triumphed. Pope Timothy was a very knowledgeable man and a very convincing speaker. He also saw to it that old churches were cared for properly, whether in Alexandria or elsewhere. He was pope for over 6 years and then passed away peacefully. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.